Isn't it about time for Brandon to shove Rob into a fire pit and light him ablaze? Wait, what? What in the actual hell is going on with this show? And now back to Rad Radio.
A couple of follow-up emails, rad@radradio.com. First one is from Ryan.
Hey, Ryan.
Rad TV, we're dropping new stuff almost every day at members.radradio.com. Not only can you watch the show live, but you can check out Kyle's Corner. That's his new series. The first three episodes already posted. In a couple hours, episode 4,
so
all about UFOs, goes up.
Yeah.
The first episode of the Probcast, season 2, posted. Getting a lot of emails about that. My wife and I discussed me going from alcohol to appetite. More episodes on the way for that. Eventually, we'll get to Dawn's I Hate Men show.
That's not what it is.
And Cooking with Dawn. Brandon's going to bring back the podcast.
Very excited.
We also got an email, unrelated but kind of sort of to Ryan's email. Somebody wrote in and said, hey, with technology today, and Rob does this daily sports show with Steve Mickelson. Well, Steve's in Las Vegas and Rob's in the studio. Why can't Nick just be on the show every day?
Yeah.
Because everybody loves Nick and he brings that energy, Nick energy.
Does.
I don't know if we're going to get the energy from North Carolina, but, you know.
You'll get energy of me in my pajamas.
And again, my biggest concern is it sounds expensive on a variety of levels. But Ryan said, okay, we could meet in the middle. He says, why don't you give Nick his own podcast on Rad TV? He can talk about his wicker basket, his lotion, and his rope collections.
Does he have a little dog, too?
That's all very incriminating. Now, then we had an Alex write in. It's a different Alex because there was another Alex who wrote and said, he watched the Probcast and he said, yo, Rob, your wife is so beautiful. And then he said, I love the show, blah, blah, blah. But he escalated to, I would so bang your wife if I could or something like that. And I was like, whatever. But you know, I think everybody felt like that was a little bit too far.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not something you would say in person, at least. Oh, we don't know tone.
Yeah. Well, hopefully.
That Alex wrote back and he said, I totally was just kidding. I'm sorry if I was disrespectful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Different Alex wrote in and said, great. My wife knows that I listen and I write into the show. Even though she knows that I would never say anything like that, she will ask, and I will have to show her my outgoing emails to prove it. Thanks a lot to that subpar Alex for getting me in hot water. Idiot, now that you wrote in, she's not going to believe you. She's going to believe you went in, you deleted from your sent file, you deleted from your deleted files.
Should have kept your mouth shut.
So much trouble. Hey, if you're a maggot and you're listening to us, so you are, if you've got jokes, email us, rad@radradio.com. Don't call, you cannot tell jokes.
Sorry.
We will start with 14-year-old Athena.
Yay, Athena.
Says, when I heard that terrorists were killing farmers by putting C4 in their cattle, I was horrified. It's abominable.
Abominable.
Yeah.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
I'm using that this weekend.
From 10-year-old Lily.
Hi, Lily.
Why did the music teacher need a ladder?
Why?
To reach the high notes. What's the worst thing you're likely to find in the school cafeteria?
What?
The food. I mean, it's funny, but there's far worse things that you could find in a school cafeteria.
Oh, God.
Rats.
Yeah, somebody on Megan's Law.
Okay, well,
oh, no.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Not the time.
Skinned alive and a left open carcass of a dog.
This is kid joke time.
I mean, that's worse.
Whoa.
What if they fed that piece of the carcass to the children?
Like, see, that's even worse.
God.
Although it brings it back to her joke.
Zip it.
Food. All right. Big D wrote in. He says, I'm looking forward to tomorrow's Ratterday show on the membership site from 6 to 9 a.m. Very good. Says, I won't be able to watch live as we have a power outage that has me working long hours every day. Remember, he's a big old electrician now.
Yeah, yay.
Fortunately, it will live there forever on the membership site, and I can go back and watch it when I do have the time. However, I will reassure everyone that I will be sending in a load of dirty dad jokes for tomorrow's Ratterday show. Good, because we were all very concerned. Thank you.
Wow, your electricity's down.
Good. He says, for now, please enjoy today's submission of clean dad jokes. In 3,026 years, life will either be really good or really bad. It's 50-50. Just found a great website to get sausage online. I'll send you a link.
Ah, that joke was the worst.
What's the best medication for quitters?
What?
Tylenol.
Duh. Hello.
That's the one?
Apparently.
What pain medication do trees use?
What?
A leaf. That one? You
gonna, oh, yeah. Right, that right. Was easy.
Huh?
Right, wait. Wait, what?
Where are they going?
You leave. All right, this one's from Cody. Oh, this is cute. Yeah, you know, like, oh, God, you're touching the hot stove. This is just funny. Shut up. What do you call a doctor that treats transgender men?
What?
A gynecologist. See, kids, you can have fun with these things. Oh, God, oh, what are you now, pro drag race story hour? Yes, I am, actually, you jerk.
Oh, my God.
But I'm also pro Second Amendment. Ah, that's not possible. You have to
not possible at all.
Sorry. Had to get that out. All right, these are from Mitch.
Hi, Mitch.
I witnessed a Middle Eastern food truck being robbed today, and I did nothing to stop it. I feel just falafel about it.
Oh, that sounds so good.
Falafel. Ooh,
some hummus.
Hungry.
French pastry bakers are scary. They give me the crepes.
Damn it.
Les boux. What do you call a pimple on the eyelid of a hog?
Oh, what?
A pigsty.
For some reason, that sounds delicious, too.
Boil it up.
Yeah, it's a pig.
These are from Steven.
Steven.
How does a computer get drunk?
How?
Too many screenshots. Bono and the Edge walk into a bar and the bartender says, "What can I get you two?"
Oh,
right, this was an interesting composed one from Alan.
Hey, Alan.
If newly married couples were a honeymoon salad, it would be lettuce alone, preferably. Right?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Lettuce alone. Right, uh-huh. Okay. Without dressing. Right? Because you're just doing it and doing it. Okay. Are you still with me?
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. Yeah.
After 10 years of marriage and two kids, that same couple as a salad would be much larger, wilted, falling apart, cold, and praying that someone strange and new would toss them and then throw them into the garbage disposal.
Gee, that just got depressing.
That was a lot.
Good Lord.
And real. All right, these are from Marcus.
Hi, Marcus.
My wife's mad at me because I never put the toilet seat down, and I do have to admit I'm getting a little tired of carrying it everywhere. I was sued by my own attorney for sexual harassment. All I did was ask if he could get me off. Here's a couple from Greg.
Hey, Greg.
My 7-year-old nephew showed me with pride the telephone that he had just made from a string and 2 tin cans. So I pulled out my iPhone and said, "That's nice, but look what kids your age make in China."
Oh, mic drop.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And that mic also made by kids in China.
Oh, man.
More truth. Sex while married is like Coca-Cola. Initially, it's normal. Then it became light, and now it's zero. Yes, because you're not paying attention to her. Four plays outside of the bedroom, scumbag. Plus, you knew when you married it, you weren't going to get it anymore all the time. Earn it. Or I'll just take half, whatever. Yeah. No, not half of that thing. Put that away. It's already half of what other men have.
Enjoy this boring Shasta job.
Oh, my gosh.
Give me a second. All right, these are from Patrick. I met this girl online yesterday. She's so into me. Listen up, ladies. This is what a conversation's like. She wants to know the name of my first pet, my mom's maiden name, my elementary school, where I was born.
So nosy.
Oh, no, my bank account's hacked.
I went to the clock repair kiosk at the mall looking for new batteries for my watch. When I asked if he had any batteries, he asked me, "Is it 4 o'clock? And I said, "Dude, don't mock me. How would I know without a battery for my watch? What time it is?" Is it 4 o'clock? Okay. These are from Lance.
Hey, Lance.
My son is now at that age where he's curious about the human body, so I guess I'll have to hide it somewhere else.
Oh, God. Jeez. Good. And he's keeping it around.
Yeah, who knows what he's doing to it? What's yellow and orange and looks good on vegans?
What?
Fire.
Fire.
Jesus. If you got jokes, you can email us, rad@radradio.com. We do have a round of dirty jokes from the maggots ready to go for tomorrow's Radaday show on Rad TV at members.radradio.com. Right now, we've got Master of Movies for a pair of tickets to see Foreigner at Hard Rock Live Sacramento Friday night, October 18th. You win those tickets, you're qualified for the grand prize drawing a little over an hour from now to have them upgraded to front row seats. Still together and all that. Sheesh, not going to put you on the other end. Well, that would be funny.
That would be funny.
Almost worth doing. For a Master of Movies, you get a clip. You have to tell us the name of the movie that it's from, and you win. Caller 18 guesses first, then 19, then 20, and if nobody knows the movie...
Help the band has their passports.
Droplets everywhere, and no winner. 888-989-9811 for Master of Movies.
Rob. Anybody. And Dawn. The Rob. Anybody. And Dawn Show.